Is fly agaric a magic mushroom? No, Amanita muscaria is not a psilocybin magic mushroom and not a classic serotonergic 5-HT2A psychedelic. Its main psychoactive compound is muscimol, a direct orthosteric GABA-A receptor agonist with high affinity for extrasynaptic D subunit receptors that mediate tonic inhibition. So it produces a sedative, dissociative, dream-inducing, onirogenic state, closer to alcohol or a benzodiazepine than to LSD. The fresh mushroom also contains ibotenic acid, an NMDA agonist excitotoxin that decarboxylates into muscimol when the caps are dried or heated, which is why traditional preparation dries them. But drying is incomplete, so a real neurotoxin remains. Muscarine, the mushroom's namesake, is present only in trace amounts and is not responsible for the effects. In 2026, it is federally unscheduled in the U.S., Louisiana bans it. Yet the FDA, DEC 2024, has advised against consuming products that contain it. And there are no completed human clinical trials behind the microdose wellness claims. Education, not medical or use advice. No mushroom is more instantly recognizable than Amanita muscaria. The scarlet cap flecked with white. The storybook toadstool. The emoji, the video game power-up. And few are more thoroughly misunderstood. It is sold in gummies as a legal magic mushroom, grouped with psilocybin in headlines, and imagined as a gentler, over-the-counter psychedelic. The neuroscience says otherwise. The fly agaric is not a serotonergic psychedelic at all. Its chemistry runs in the opposite direction, damping the brain rather than exciting it, and it carries a genuine neurotoxin alongside its intoxicant. This is the honest pharmacology of the world's most famous mushroom. This article is education, not medical advice. Four molecules, one very confusing mushroom. Public confusion about the fly agaric begins with its own chemistry, which is a small cocktail of compounds with deceptively similar names. Four matter. Muscimol, a 3-hydroxyisoxazole and a structural analog of the neurotransmitter GABA, is the principal psychoactive agent. Ibotenic acid, an isoxazole amino acid, a glutamate analog, is both a prodrug that converts into muscimol and a neurotoxin in its own right. Muscarine, a quaternary ammonium alkaloid, is present only in trace amounts. And muscazone, a UV breakdown product of ibotenic acid, is pharmacologically negligible. MDPI Encyclopedia, 2021. The nomenclature is a historical trap. Muscarine was isolated first in 1869, and the mushroom, and later the entire class of muscarinic acetylcholine receptors, was named after it. Yet muscarine occurs in A. muscaria at only about 0.3% of fresh weight and cannot account for the mushroom's psychotropic effects, muscarine overview. Ironically, other fungi, some inosibe and clitosibe species, carry up to 1.6% muscarine, and are the genuinely dangerous muscarinic poisoning mushrooms. The muscimol and ibotenic acid that actually drive the fly agaric's effects were not isolated until 1964 by independent groups in Japan, England, and Switzerland, UNODC Bulletin on Narcotics, 1970. The single most important clarification follows directly. Despite the shared musk root, muscimol is not a muscarinic agonist. It acts on GABA-A receptors, not the muscarinic acetylcholine receptors that muscarine defined. The names come from the same mushroom, not the same pharmacology, muscimol overview. Muscimol, a direct GABA-A agonist, not a benzo. Muscimol is one of the most potent and selective orthosteric GABA-A receptor agonists known. Because it structurally mimics GABA, the brain's principal inhibitory neurotransmitter, it binds directly at the GABA site, opens the receptor's chloride channel, hyperpolarizes the neuron, and shuts down its firing. Krogsgaard-Larsen et al. Leaders Neurochem, Resern 2014. That single fact reframes the whole mushroom, where psilocybin and LSD excite cortex through the serotonin 5-HT2A receptor. Muscimol does the reverse, driving the brain toward inhibition and quiet. It is tempting to call muscimol a natural benzodiazepine, but that is mechanistically wrong in an important way. benzodiazepines, Valium, Xanax, and alcohol are positive allosteric modulators. They bind elsewhere on the GABA-A receptor and merely amplify the effect of the brain's own GABA. They cannot open the channel by themselves. Muscimol is a direct agonist. It opens the channel itself, independent of the brain's GABA tone. The felt effects overlap: sedation, disinhibition, motor impairment. But muscimol's inhibition is less self-limiting and pharmacologically distinct from the benzo alcohol class, Krogsgaard-Larsen, 2014. Muscimol is also not a uniform agonist across every GABA-A subtype. It shows exceptionally high affinity for extrasynaptic D subunit-containing receptors, the A4-6BD assemblies, that sit outside the synapse and mediate tonic inhibition, a persistent background dimming of neuronal excitability. Deleting the D subunit in mice removes more than half of all high-affinity muscimol binding sites, Benkeroff et al., J. Neurochem, 2019. These same D receptors are the targets of neurosteroids and the anesthetic adjacent tonic inhibition system, which helps explain muscimol's sedative, dreamy, dissociative character rather than a purely anxiolytic one. Muscimol crosses the blood-brain barrier readily, and the net subjective signature is a downer, dissociative profile with a distinctly onirogenic, dream-generating edge, not the outward-facing, visionary character of the serotonergic psychedelics. Uta W. psilocybin mushroom treats, ibotenic acid, the prodrug that is also a laboratory neurotoxin. Here is where the fly agaric earns real caution. Fresh A. muscaria contains more ibotenic acid than muscimol, and ibotenic acid is a decarboxylation prodrug. Strip away its carboxyl group, and it becomes muscimol. Drying, heating, and even gut metabolism all promote that decarboxylation, which is the actual chemistry behind the folk wisdom of drying the caps before use, and behind the Siberian practice of processing it through the body, ibotenic acid decarboxylation to muscimol. The harm reduction caveat is essential. Drying does not fully convert ibotenic acid, so a dried product still contains residual excitotoxin. A major reason home preparations remain unpredictable and potentially harmful, ACS Laboratories. And ibotenic acid is not a gentle molecule. It is a potent NMDA glutamate receptor agonist that overexcites neurons to death, classic excitotoxicity. Because it destroys nerve cell bodies while sparing passing axons and terminals, it became the excitotoxic brain-lesioning agent of choice in neuroscience. Researchers inject it to deliberately and selectively destroy defined brain regions in animal models, Frontiers in Neuroscience 2020. Sit with that for a moment. The same molecule present in legal mushroom edibles is a standard reagent for lesioning brains. Muscimol, by contrast, is used in labs for the opposite purpose, the reversible functional inactivation, temporary silencing of a brain region. One mushroom, two of neuroscience's workhorse tools. One that kills neurons, one that mutes them. What it actually feels like. The effect class is sedative, archidissociative, delirient, onerogenic, a family that includes alcohol and the delirients, and specifically excludes the serotonergic psychedelics. Reported effects include relaxation, waking dream states, altered body perception, and euphoria at some doses, shading at higher doses into confusion, delirium, muscle twitching, fasciculation, ataxia, nausea, and deep, coma-like sedation, irawid. The timeline is characteristically slow and unreliable. Onset around 30-90 minutes, a peak near 1 to 3 hours, primary effects across 4 to 8 hours, and residual effects that can linger toward 24 hours. UTW does not publish dosing. And here the reason is not only editorial, but pharmacological. Potency varies enormously between individual mushrooms by species, season, region, and preparation. So any given cap or gummy is a genuinely unknown quantity. That variability is central to the risk, not incidental to it. What the experience is not is a psychedelic. A. muscaria has no meaningful 5-HT2A agonism, and produces none of the visionary, insight-oriented, high-entropy signature of psilocybin or LSD, the neural state described in the entropic brain hypothesis? Grouping it with magic mushrooms is a pharmacological error, and a consequential one. A person expecting a psilocybin-style journey and instead getting a sedating, confusing, deliriant is a mismatch that can itself provoke panic. The full head-to-head is an Amanita versus psilocybin. Safety: rarely fatal, frequently unpleasant, genuinely unpredictable. The honest risk profile is not deadly poison and not harmless gummy. It is rarely fatal, frequently unpleasant, and genuinely unpredictable. The common outcomes are GI distress, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, sweating, ataxia, twitching, and dysphoria, typically lasting 8 to 24 hours. Case reports describe delirium, hallucinations, and paranoid psychosis lasting up to 5 days after ingestion, PMC Delirium Case Series 2023. And serious poisonings can bring seizures, loss of consciousness, and coma, MDPI Toxins Review 2025. Fatalities are rare but real. One frequently cited case describes a 44-year-old man who suffered cardiopulmonary arrest about 10 hours after eating 4 to 5 dried caps and died 9 days later despite resuscitation, Wilderness and Environmental Medicine, 2022. There is also a genuine clinical trap built into the mushroom's name. Because it is called the fly agaric and named for muscarine, clinicians historically expected a cholinergic, muscarinic toxidrome, the salivation-tearing, sweating, sludge picture. But the dominant syndrome is actually driven by muscimol and ibotenic acid and looks more like an anticholinergic tamox deliriant presentation, agitation, delirium. Treating it reflexively as classic muscarinic poisoning and, for example, giving atropine can be a mistake because true muscarinic symptoms are usually minor given how little muscarine is present, FDA Scientific Memorandum 2024. Layered on top of all this is a product market safety gap. Commercial gummies and edibles have inconsistent labeling and dosing, and some mushroom edibles implicated in national poisoning outbreaks, the 2024 Diamond Shrooms investigation, contained undisclosed or mislabeled ingredients. Legal is not quality controlled. The Siberian story, these, and the Soma question. The fly agaric's human history is real and specific. Among the Koryak, Chukchi, Ivanki, and related peoples of northeastern Siberia, it was used ceremonially by shamans for healing, divination, and spirit communication, not casually. Documented practices include eating dried caps and distinctively recycling the active compounds through urine. Muscimol is excreted largely intact, so the intoxicant could be passed on, which also underlies the well-attested reindeer connection. Reindeer seek the mushroom, the flying reindeer motif follows. Where scarce, the mushroom was valued enough to be bartered for reindeer, Chacruna compendium. The romantic claim to treat carefully is R. Gordon Wasson's Soma hypothesis, which identifies the fly agaric with the divine intoxicant of the Vedic Soma. It is historically influential but remains contested and speculative, a hypothesis, not an established fact. Legal status in 2026. The legal picture is a study in regulatory gaps. Under U.S. federal law, A. muscaria, muscimol, ibotenic acid, and muscarine are not scheduled under the Controlled Substances Act. They can be legally possessed, cultivated, and sold federally. Health Data Consortium, 2026. But legality is not a safety endorsement. On December 18, 2024, the FDA formally alerted industry and consumers that A. muscaria and its constituents, muscimol, ibotenic acid, muscarine, are not authorized or GRAS for use in conventional food, are unapproved food additives, may be harmful, and that people should avoid eating foods containing them. FDA Constituent Update, DECI 2024. In response, many brands relabeled gummies as not for human consumption. At the state level, Louisiana is the exception. A 2025 law, effective Aug 1, 2025, prohibits consumer products containing muscimol or ibotenic acid. Elsewhere, it remains broadly legal or gray. But the picture is moving, so treat any legal in all 49 states claim as approximate. into that vacuum has rushed a fast-growing legal psychedelic alternative market. Treat the multi-billion-dollar vendor figures as promotional rather than audited. Regulatory status changes. Verify current local rules before relying on any of this. The honest bottom line. The fly agaric is best understood as a GABAergic sedative deliriant wearing a psychedelic costume. Its neuroscience is genuinely interesting. A direct orthosteric GABA-A agonist with a special appetite for the D subunit tonic inhibition system, paired with an excitotoxic prodrug that the mushroom slowly converts into that agonist. And its two active molecules are so potent that neuroscience uses them as standard tools for silencing and lesioning brains. But the popular framing is almost entirely wrong. It is not a magic mushroom, not a serotonergic psychedelic, and not a proven legal benzo alternative. There are no completed human clinical trials of muscimol for anxiety, sleep, or depression, and the microdosing narrative rests on mechanism plausibility plus anecdote against a backdrop of rising poison control calls, The Conversation 2025. The most useful thing to hold on to is the pharmacology. This mushroom turns the brain's volume down, and it carries a real neurotoxin while doing it. UTW. Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Amanita muscaria is a toxic mushroom with unpredictable potency. It contains ibotenic acid, a genuine neurotoxin, and can cause GI distress, delirium, and, rarely, coma or death. The FDA has advised against consuming products that contain it, and none of its wellness claims are backed by human clinical trials. This article is not a guide to using the mushroom or any of its compounds. Anyone experiencing a suspected mushroom poisoning should seek emergency care or contact poison control, 1-800-22-22 in the U.S. This article is education, not medical advice.